Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. Guess what? The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. And He's truly moving to help us out. As we go forward trusting Him, we are involved in the greater plan of God. And I love it. I desire to see the best, God's best on everybody. But one thing that's got to happen, we have to trust Him. We have to receive His word. You may not need every part of the word you receive right now, but the moment is coming, you will. The more of God's word that you receive, the greater your chances of being successful. We are successful. We are prosperous. Jesus, we are made in, when we are born again, we are born again into the likeness of Christ. As He is, so are we in this world. We can do what He did. And we have to receive His word to come to the point that we can operate on a greater measure of faith. Trusting God takes you beyond yourself. If you have faith in the Lord, your faith is based on what you have already attained. But faith is not restricted. If you can take God at His word, you can begin to believe God for new things. And believing God takes you forward. Trusting God takes you forward. But trusting God takes you forward in areas you wouldn't normally go. We'll say that again. If you trust God and you act on His word because He said it, which is reasonable, which is what you should do always, it helps you make steps you wouldn't normally take. Now, if you believe God, you'll take the step. But when you trust God, you're saying, all right, Lord, because You said it, I'm going to do this. This is not something I normally do, but at Your word, just like Peter let down the nets, you know, we've been fishing all day, call nothing, but at Your word, I'll do this. He let down one net and stud of all of them. Then his friends had to come help him. And his net almost broke. And his boat began to sink. Now, it's time now. If you trust God, it's going to be good. Every time you trust Him, it's going to be good. And if you trust Him and nothing seemed to happen, you're still better off. Why? Because you're part of a greater plan. Plans of God take time. But faith is always now. And when you trust God, you step into a greater possibility. Or you step into a greater future. And when you trust God, I can't always see the things that God is doing. But that doesn't matter. I don't have to see everything to know that I'm in faith. As long as I'm doing what God said do, I'm good. As long as I'm obeying Him, I'm all right. There's nothing wrong. I'm growing from glory to glory. Things are working. Things are getting better. Some things take longer than others. That's fine. But I'm good. I'm enjoying time. See, that's where hope comes in. When you're waiting on something to happen, just enjoy the hope. Enjoy the expectation. Enjoy the everyday deeds that you do towards the greater goal. And I have a good time. See, when you trust God, you have great joy. Trust is the key to having greater joy. A lot of times people get in one spot and they grow, they've done well, they mastered that task or whatever it is. But then it's time to go to the next phase. The Lord talked to Kenneth Hagin about his first phase of ministry. See, ministry comes in phases. He said most preachers don't go to the next phase or the final phase. They stop at a phase. And sometimes they don't even make it to the first phase. They do things their way and they never get centered into God's perfect will. And then they die in the permissive will and they never do what they could have done. The permissive will, if you put it on a scale, 1 to 1,000, 1,000 is the perfect will of God. All right, the permissive will of God is one or two. That's how much worse it is. But when you believe God and take Him at His word and continue to graduate, you grow from glory to glory. And we accelerate when we enter into new glories, and we do that by being obedient. God will take you there. You don't have to do something that impresses people. You don't have to do what man would call good. You have to do what God says good. And you always have to have the love of God in operation. Whatever you do, if it's based on the love of God, His goodness, His kindness, then you are growing in glory. If you're being obedient, it's working. In the bubble of obedience, a lot of greater things happen. God can He can work with you easier. You're not restricting Him. Now watch this. I was in the Sunday school yesterday, in Fresh Start, excuse me. The Lord put it on my heart to say this. We were talking about authority. And I told them how I watched when I believe some of the most outrageous or impressive testimonies, when three things are in place: obedience, a person's they're being obedient to the Lord, greater things happen. And they're sincere, greater things happen. And they're innocent. So when people have, when they have innocence, you know, they're not trying to show off. They're just innocently loving God, doing things out of the heart of love. And they act on it. They're obedient. And they're sincere. They mean it. Their love is true. It's not feigned. It's true love. They're innocent. And they're obedient. And they're sincere towards God. That's when I hear the greatest testimonies of authority. And I believe every one of them when those three things line up. And I noticed it. I noticed that when people walk into God kind of love, things like that just happen around. And these things happen over time, too. When I listen to Henry Gruber and how he did things and things that he said. Excuse my truck, y'all. I'm driving my truck today. A little bit more noisy than my Mustang. But nevertheless, Henry Gruber is a blessing. He just wanted to obey God. And the Lord ushered him into the center of His will, and he went for it. He went about doing good. And he loves God. And all of his life, he continued to do what God said do. And the Lord was able to do great works with him. And I love to listen to him. When I hear bad news, you know, I listen to all the men of God. And some of them have different assignments. They talk about things that the government's doing that the Lord showed them. And I like to listen to Steve Wells, Tom Horn, Sid Roth, Jonathan Kahn, others. And sometimes you're going to get a little bad news with the good news because people are doing evil. But I don't like to listen. I love to be informed. I like to listen to what the real prophets of God are saying. See, prophecy is designed to show you what's going on so that you can use your authority and pray, and so that you'll be informed in all that you do. So you'll know what to pray for and how to pray for your nation. And we have to do that sometimes. The Lord showed me what's going on. Just last night I dreamt that I was on a military tarmac. And I was on a plane that didn't work. And I saw two Russian jets approaching. And I said, this plane, the guns don't work on this plane. So I got out of the jet. I got out of what I was in. And they flew by and circled around. And I said, they're going to bomb the other side of this airport. But then I woke up. the Lord showed me things that's happening, that's in the works. And I so that I can pray, so that you can use your authority, so you'll know what to do. But with the bad news you may get, I listen to things that keep me uplifted. And I love the testimonies of Henry Moody. I love the testimonies of others. I love to listen to my pastor. You know, you got to do something. You can't just, you got to do something to stay encouraged. The life of Christ is not just warfare. Warfare is in it, but it's not just warfare. It's also joy. You know, righteousness, joy, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. We the Lord help us be aware of what the enemy is doing so we can shut it down. And then we go right on living. I still have plans that I want to do. And worry will reduce your strength. But God don't show you things so you can worry about it. He show you things so you can deal with it. And that's what's important. Now, as you go forward trusting the Lord, He takes you beyond where you normally would stay. There are greater things that we're capable of. When I talk to the Lord teach me how to love His people, I learned some things that I didn't expect to learn. One of them is that through His love and His peace and His joy, I can control my emotions. If I hear bad news, I don't have to get in sudden fear. In fact, the proverb says, never get in sudden fear. One scripture says to always pray and faint not. Cast your cares to the Lord, for He cares for you. In all your ways and knowledge shall He direct your path. These are principles that I was able to master as I asked Him to teach me how to love His people. All I wanted to do was make sure that I didn't go off on nobody like I almost did. But what I ended up receiving was knowledge to love people, and that pushed me into greater abilities. God can relate to me. God can relate to your love. He can relate to a loved one. When you love God like Jesus loved you, man, he can teach you more. Through His love, you can understand and receive more of His word. And this is real. This is true. When you can govern better, you can deal with things in a greater way. You don't have to be consumed with sorrow. You can drive it out of your life like Canaan, like the Hebrews should have driven out the Canaanites. You can drive things out of your life that you don't want anymore. You can speak God's word and make change. You can confess the word and receive. You know what? You can do this. Little girls have like the dolls, you know, and they can make them up however they want. They come with the doll, then they have the dresses, then they have all the jewelry and the hairpiece. They got different color wigs you can put on. And now this is where I'm going with this. If you want something that's not there yet, you can reconstruct yourself. Your abilities. You say, well, I want to have more joy. You can pray for it and confess it, and it'll happen. But love is the key. Walking in love will help you see how to be that way. You can say, I want to be bold. I'm tired of being cowardly. I don't want to run anymore. Perfect love casts out fear. You can pray for it. You can confess it. And through the love of God, you can make change. With the love of God, you can do it quick. The more you love, the more you live. See, when you love people, you love God. When you love God,
you love His Word. When you love His Word, you receive His Word. And then you develop a healthy appetite of His love. And what happens after that? He will fill you. Just like the woman at the well. He said that if you drink the water that I give, you'll never thirst again. She was surrounded by dead religion. But when she received life, she was full. When you receive the Word of God, you become full of the knowledge of His love. The Word of God is the knowledge of love. When you fill your heart with His love, then it enables you to do things in a greater way. This is my desire towards everybody. This is my desire for you. I may not know you, but I know what God will do if anybody will get on board. Everybody don't have ears to hear because of situations. But I believe that if people saw the Word of God in action enough, they'll want it. And sometimes people they got trouble in their life, and they don't expect it to be any better. And they can't until they receive the Word. You see, the Word of God will show you the Word of God and the guidance of the Holy Spirit. You will learn the options that you already have. You're just not aware of them. The options that are already there, you will have them. The options that are already there, you'll be alerted to in the Word of God. Now, I already know what God's ready to do. And I want to see all of His people get on board with what He's doing. I want to see you in your best position. I want to see you do what you really are capable of. See, the things of God are there. They're with you. And all you got to do is receive what He's saying. There's more. You see, the Lord told me once when I asked Him about my business, and He told me something that I knew would make the greater difference. And I said, "Lord, you knew I need to know this a long time ago. Why didn't you tell me a long time ago?" He said, "When a man leans to his own ways, he can't learn the ways of the Father." He used the word can't. Now, I want to learn the ways of the Father. So that means that I have to ask, knock, seek, knock, and ask. I don't have to rely on what I already know. I can enter into what He knows, like I did when I asked Him about my business.
Because when He said, when a man leans to his own ways, he can't learn the ways of the Father. I said, what else am I missing out on? And that's when I made that vow that I said, Lord, I'm going to do whatever you say, whether I like it or not. Whether I love it or hate it, I'm going to obey you. Excuse me. And when I didn't have the courage to go forward, I remembered the vow.